hot-blooded check and see. KT's in here, Keith Thomas, that is, CEO of Port Adelaide. And Matthew Richardson, gentlemen, welcome.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Are we on?
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Just pull your microphone up. It's a little bit flaccid there, KT. Well,
let me just start off by saying Port Adelaide yesterday released their new logo for 2020 at their Members' Day. It was at Pirate Life Brewery. You've got a great crowd there, around 2,000 people filtered through for the day, and it's going to sit across both clubs as you celebrate your 150th anniversary. Tell us about the day yesterday, firstly.
Well, Richo was the architect of the day with his team, and I'll let Richo do most of the talking, but it was a fantastic event for the Port Adelaide family, and I wasn't surprised to hear Graham having a crack at the logo, but for the Port Adelaide people who have a lot of history to celebrate, these moments are about identity and coming together, and this unification of the logo is pretty significant for us in our 150th year.
Mm. Matthew, you're probably the best person to speak to it because you came to us and gave us a sneak preview last week about how you came up with this, and this isn't something that's taken a couple of months to come up with. You've been working on this for a number of years.
Yeah, we have. That's right. It's look, it probably goes back to 2011 when we actually put the club back together as one club, but continued with the Power brand in the AFL and the Magpie brand in the SNFL. And 150 years in 2020 is a really significant moment for the club. And I guess in order to be able to celebrate that authentically, we wanted to be able to do that. And it made sense to be able to do that under with one logo. And that's so that process probably started a couple of years ago. And we released it yesterday, and we've had some terrific feedback.
So it's been received beautifully.
Yeah, really well. We had a great day, as you said before, down at Pirate Life, and then today, some really good feedback from our members and our supporters.
One club, two teams in two comps is a unique sporting position. There's no other club in the world that has that. You explained that to us. So it's been a real whole-of-club strategy to get it to this point. Is it the full stop now, the logo, to unify it? That's probably not the main reason you've done it. It's to celebrate 150 years, if you just clarify that like you did with us.
Yeah, the intent is that it's a logo to commemorate our 150th year.
Done.
And that's what it is. And as we were talking about the other day, it's a real challenge because through the process, we looked all around the world. There's no sports team anywhere in the world that's got Port Adelaide's story, where it was separated, continued as two brands, and then has come back together.
Yeah.
So, it was a real challenge. There's a lot of love in both the AFL brand and also the SNFL Magpie brand, and bringing that together under one unifying logo was a challenge, but we're really pleased with where it's landed.
So tell us, where will people see it? Where will it appear? On Guernseys? On the club? Where's it going to
Yeah, well,
up?
If you go down to Alberton, it's in fact, as we were driving home last night, there were people at Alberton taking photos of the new logo on the building. It'll be on our AFL jumper, our SNFL jumper, all our social channels, all the new merch range will come in the next couple of weeks. So everywhere you see Port Adelaide, it's really, I guess that's one of the key messages, is we're the Port Adelaide Footy Club. We have been since 1870, and the PA really is about elevating Port Adelaide in everything we do.
You've got a history book and a feature-length docker. You can get on the PAFC website and watch that, Richo. Yep.
That's coming. So next week there'll be a new website that will be launched, which is a story of the club website.
Wow.
Dedicated website, which tells the story of the club, and it's very clever in the way that the team's been able to pull that together. There's a fantastic book, but by actually saying book, it's underselling it, because it's got replica medals in it, it's got war medals, it's got McGarry medals, it's incredible inserts, so that'll be coming. As I said, a merch range, plus there'll be a whole range of events, and then the fixture. So the AFL fixture will get announced a little bit later in the month, and there'll be some big moments and some big games next year that our people will be able to get involved in, which will, again, elevate that 150 story.
Saw some pictures in the paper today. There was three distinct Guernseys. There's the blue and white, well, I guess, hoops, the light blue. That was the first ever Guernsey. There's the prison bars, and then there was another, just the normal Port Adelaide Power one there. How many are you planning to unveil during the year?
Yeah, well, probably. I mean, I guess when you look at an AFL season, you've got an Indigenous round, and there's a couple other themes. But I guess in our 150th year, there are probably the blue and white hoop one is that's the jumper that we wore for the first 5 years as a club in 1870. So that's really about authenticity. If you're going to celebrate 150 years, that's the Guernsey that you would wear. So we'd plan to wear that in our birthday game. The other one that's obviously really important is the prison bar jumper, which is really an icon of the club. So we'll be wearing that in next year, and then, of course, our home and away jumper.
KT, Keith Thomas, CEO of Port Adelaide. The fixture, you're probably more with that. I don't know whether Richo as well. So the China game, the Anzac weekend, you have the Crows that you play. You played Brisbane in the 2004 Premiership and won. So what are the key dates you want to try and make sure you get this year for Port supporters that are listening?
Well, Richo actually works really closely on this as well.
But sorry, Richo, I cut your lunch
there. That's all right. So May 31 is Shanghai, and this has been one of the great challenges.
That's done.
You have the home showdown. You have the birthday game, which could be May or July. But I think that our preference would be July.
Against whom?
Well, that's to be decided. You preference in. I think we've played.
One of the things we're trying to line up there is we played, the club won four Champions of Australia titles. We played Carlton, we played Geelong, we played Fitzroy in those games. So trying to tie that.
That'd be a tough one, Fitzroy. Get that Fitzroy.
Out of here. Well, that's Brisbane.
It would. Make a comeback.
Did you hear that, bitch?
You and Matty Rendell. We
make KT make a comeback. Matty Primes.
So there's all those conversations. Yeah. And you don't get too many opportunities, and so we've crowded it this year because there's also the Anzac round in there, and so we want to protect that. And so all we can say is that it's going to be a bumper year. There's going to be a lot of really big moments. The AFL is working really closely with us. They want to make it happen as much as they can because it's a significant year.
Yeah, and Collingwood Magpies aren't going to rain on any parades with negativity, Eddie?
We've had, conversations with the AFL and Eddie, and we've kept them abreast of everything we're doing, and their sensitivity around the prison bar there always is, but we've been able to get that through.
What other activations or announcements can you share with the Port listeners, Richo, coming up for your 150th year? So you've got your logo, you've got some key dates, probably three specific games. Anything else?
Yeah, there'll be a big gala launch event. The last few years we've done a season launch and combined it with our Hall of Fame, so that'll be in March. That'll kick the year off, and then we'll get into the fixture.
I'm guessing all members in this very special year, there'll be some sort of membership in terms of the merchandise, all that will reflect that, so that people will have a keepsake at the end of this year after the season.
It will. We launched our membership for 2020 a couple of weeks ago. There's actually our members will have 20 commemorative membership cards, personalised cards that they can select from. So there'll be 10 legends or past players and 10 current players. That's part of it. The membership, there'll be a commemorative scarf as part of their membership. There's certainly lots to look forward
to
for them to get involved.
Yeah.
And how many of these history books? We've had a number of texts come through, Mile and Office Furniture text on. How many of the history books are there? They'd be limited edition?
Yeah, it'll be a pre-order. And when we release it, you'll have about 6 weeks to order. And when you order, you will actually be able to take a photo of yourself and you will be in the book. There will be a limited number. But if you get in when that pre-order happens, then you can be in the club's 150th year book.
Couple of footy questions before we let you go, KT. Dougal Howard, he ain't going anywhere.
Yes. Jeez. We're in that last two or three days.
I know.
Things are going to happen really quickly. To be honest, I don't know. Other than the fact that it's there's a lot of trades banking up and waiting, and St Kilda's associated with a lot of them and whatever. So
Paddy Rod is another.
Paddy's still in the mix. So I imagine it's all going to unfold at the moment. I think it's been well reported. Everyone understands where the club is and where Dougal is in this conversation, and it'll play out. I'm not sure.
Okay. And are you angry as a club, the innuendo about Ollie Wines, your captain of your club?
Not angry. I understand it. Unusually, we came out quite quickly and squashed it, and then it didn't seem to be enough, and so then the manager came out and squashed it, and so it's done. But it's just the world you live in. There are so many conversations that are going on, real and unreal. You let most of them go through the keeper. But that one was, it's our captain, so yeah, we...
Dick Johnson called them big noses earlier in the show.
Yeah, just, you mentioned, Ollie, being the captain, 150th year, a lot of talk about tradition and going back and looking at history. Will there be two captains or one captain, and will there be a nod to the history by just keeping with the one leader?
Look, we're certainly aware of that conversation, clearly, you know, like, and how important it is, you know, from a traditional point of view. Having said that, you know, we made a decision last year. I imagine that the players will come back. It's, you know, it'll happen within the footy program. They'll come back, probably talk about it in February, which is normal, as they do with the leadership model. But, yeah, we had that conversation last year, and, you know, it'll be what's best.
Whose decision is that? If Ken Hinckley said, I want two skippers, will he get it, or does it have to go as high as yourself and the board level?
Yeah, well, it does. So it is a, you know, it's a recommendation to the board, that's how it'll work.
Mm. And Matthew Nix will go okay at the Crows?
I tell you what, Matthew Nix is, you know, we really rate Matthew. Yeah, he spent a lot of time with us. I don't know if it's him or not, clearly, but yeah, he's big on culture, big on his Swans Bloods man.
Yeah. Just on that, let's say, forget Matthew Nix. Let's say it was Matthew Nix, though, that got Adelaide's coaching job. Now there's a vacancy for his right-hand man. If Matthew had a great relationship with, pick a name, Nathan Bassett, and he said to Nathan, I want you to be my right-hand man at Adelaide, that puts you in a situation. Are you happy for Nathan to go, or does he have to go up to be a head coach for you to release him from his contract?
I wouldn't be happy at all at a player, at a coach wanting to go sideways to an opponent, and we would discourage it, we'd fight it, we wouldn't like it at all. If they're going up, there's an unwritten law, and you understand it because there's very few opportunities, but sideways movements aren't supported.
And one last one, I will give this one to you, Richo. Molin Office Furniture text from a great fan of yours, Port fan. His name is Ian. Hi, guys, can we please get rid of the silver away Guernsey? Ooh, I don't mind that one.
Yeah, the silver clash. Well, what I will say, there's quite a significant change to the silver clash next year, which I think our traditional people will like and they'll understand.
Ian, is that enough for you? Yes, it is. That's how quick you got back. Hey, man, thank you. I love the fact you come in. Thanks for sharing that with us, Richo, on Friday. I think it's a double thumbs up. I've got a lot of mates that have worn the leisure wear with the PA on it, and it is a classy, classy thing. So well done, and onwards and upwards, and 150 years. How's it come to this, KT?
It's unreal, isn't it?
50. Well, as I said, just seems like yesterday.
it's very significant, and you know, we treasure it, and we think it's a privilege to represent the club, and our people love it, so into it.
Oh, there we go. Thank you very much, Keith Thomas and Matthew Richardson from the Port Adelaide Footy Club, just giving us some of the finer details of their 150th year anniversary, the new logo, and some of the activations that are going to be taking place. We'll take a break. Still plenty to come on the 5AA Sports Show.